AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is warning other personal rights could be at risk if the Supreme Court follows through on a draft ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says it's a radical decision that would jeopardize everything from same-sex marriage to birth control.
It's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
He wants Congress to pass a law formalizing Roe's abortion protections. And top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says there will be a vote.
A vote on this legislation is not an abstract exercise. This is as urgent and real as it gets.
Though past efforts have failed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the authenticity of the draft. The AP's Gary Fields reports on whether this is the final say.
This being the first draft, there could be, you know, potential mini drafts now. Do I think that it's going to change? No, I don't think that that happens that much, but that's not impossible. That's not unprecedented, because there have been times when justices have actually changed their minds.
New Yorker Marlene Blake wants to know more about the leak.
Whomever did that could perhaps help the one side of the aisle or the other.
Roberts calls the leak an egregious breach of trust. President Biden is crediting the assembly line workers at a Javelin missile plant in Alabama.
You're allowing the Ukrainians to defend themselves. And quite frankly, they're making fools of the Russian military in many instances.
The president made a pitch for Congress for more aid to Ukraine. The CDC is restating their recommendation Americans wear masks on planes, trains, and buses, despite a court ruling that struck down a national mask mandate. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 67 points. This is AP News. Former Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta has died. He was 90.
Maybe that plane was coming down to either the Capitol or to the White House. We'll never know.
Mineta was in charge of the Department of Transportation on September 11th, 2001.
Said, Mr. Secretary, we just got a report from an Arlington County police officer that he saw an American Airlines go into the Pentagon.
Planes also crashed into the World Trade Center towers in New York and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
These terrorist acts are designed to steal the confidence of Americans. We will restore that confidence.
Mineta ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 attacks. He was the first Asian American to become a cabinet secretary, serving under Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. His former chief of staff says Norman Mineta died peacefully at his home, surrounded by family. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.